The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, the issue of green spaces in Dublin 8 and in the Liberties in particular has rumbled on for quite a while now. But could new commitments from Dublin City Council see a delivery of pitch facilities at Marrowbone Lane? Well, JJ O'Mahony is Sporting Liberties chairman and he's on the line now. JJ, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. We've had a development.
Yes, we have. We've had a positive development earlier on during the week. This is after 10 years of campaigning for pitches in Marrowbone Lane. We received a letter from the city manager during the week to indicate that their commitment to delivering a pitch in Marrowbone Lane, it's a significant milestone for the campaign. We still have probably good bit of work to do yet in terms of delivery, but that's definitely positive news, their commitment to put
a pitch in there. I'll read a bit of the letter from Richard Shakespeare, the chief executive of Dublin City Council. I wish to confirm that it's my intention to optimise the design of the new depot to ensure that a FIFA-accredited pitch is accommodated on the site. It's hoped that a consultant will be procured in the next 3 to 4 weeks to commence the process of designing the overall site. That's the good news, isn't it? That there's someone going to be working on the planning of it, because once they get access to the site, then delivery can be accelerated if there's a plan that has been approved and perhaps even financed.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's positive to say. And I think Minister Byrne's intervention was key here as well to ensuring that this was it put more higher up in the agenda for the council. I suppose it's probably the following paragraph that you haven't read out that we're probably...
Yeah, I was going to come to that. I brought the bad news first, or the good news first. This is the bad news. The above, says Richard Shakespeare, is based on the assumption that the Ishka Éireann depot will be located elsewhere by the end of 2026 and that the existing roads depot at Forbes Lane will be accommodated within the Marrowbone Lane site. So...
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose if you read into that, really, is that if the Ishka Éireann are relocated at the end of 2026, a pitch that's been delivered, developed in 2027, it could be 2028. And I suppose the children of the area don't have the luxury of that time. There will be almost a whole generation of kids lost over 4 to 5 years. So, and I suppose if you take a step back then and look at this, what the minister said the last day, Thomas Bornan, when he had your interview, he said, look, city councils generally tend not to be good at delivering these type of infrastructure projects. And we've plenty of examples of those in our local area where Teresa's Gardens 2017 and it's then rumbling on. It's going to be probably close in 10 years after that commitment before a pitch. A lot of kids have been lost over that period.
Yeah. And the other thing is, there's a caveat in the last paragraph. Once I've completed design layout, I will liaise with the area committee to ensure agreement of all. That's fair enough. I will then proceed to bring a variation to the City Council in due course. It will then be necessary to identify funding sources, even though Minister Byrne is saying apply now, because the money, you know, you'll be pushing an open door from the current allocation. But he says necessary to identify the funding sources for the new depot and the synthetic pitch before detailed design can be progressed. And that's where I feel the dead hand of inertia creeping in.
Yes, and that's why we're probably saying what this project needs is innovation, it needs determination, and it needs an acknowledgement that this is having a massive impact on the lives of young children in the area. These kids don't have time, they're losing, there's undoubtedly children are losing their lives. So on the basis, you cannot tell me that there's another project across the city that is more important than saving the lives of young people. So what we're saying is that Minister Byrne referenced the last day of a number of examples where they worked, local communities moved in, took a lot more responsibility for the delivery of these projects, took ownership of the delivery of these projects and sped up the delivery of these projects. And we'd love to work with Minister Byrne's department to see how can this be done and how can we work with Richard Shakespeare's department. Let's this be a litmus test for the wider city and how infrastructure projects can be sped up and delivered.
Very good. JJ, look, thank you very much for joining us. JJ O'Mahony, Sporting Liberties Chairperson.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.